Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. If you're a new listener, we pray that you're blessed. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And we are, for today and the next couple of days or so, going to be looking at a psalm, and an entire psalm. But fear not, it's a relatively short psalm. It is Psalm 133, a psalm of David. And we are going to understand, it's in just these three verses, what God is speaking to us. What is God saying when He talks? He makes this comparison. And the writer is using a simile, if you will. That's a grammatical term, meaning a comparison of two unlike things, using like or as. The morning was as a brilliant star or something like that, a brilliant light, the sun peeking over the horizon. It is a comparison. And let me begin reading that first verse. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is. Now, how good, we understand what that word means. It's moral goodness as opposed to moral evil. But the Hebrew word used there, tob, it means beautiful, excellent, delightful, kind, righteous, precious. And so there is a statement being made through the Holy Spirit, through David, saying how good, how pleasant it is. And now we're going to find out what he is talking about. How pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I'll go on reading. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. If you understand, Aaron was the first high priest, if you will, established by God, and he was anointed, and oil was poured on his head, a quantity of it, so that it actually ran down upon his head and went all the way. He was saturated with it, was he not, to go down to the bottom of his garment. And that last verse, verse 3, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Praise God. All right. Now, as I said, God is making a comparison here. He's saying that the unity that brethren experience, because it's such a good thing, it's so pleasant, it's delightful, it's excellent, it's beautiful, it's compared, that kind of unity, to the anointing that was administered to the priest, the high priest, and the priests also. They were anointed. And it is compared, and remember what I said, a simile? A comparison of two unlike things, using like or as. And so this anointing oil, if you will, that ran down upon the beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, it's compared to the dew of Hermon. Hermon, that's a very tall, large mountain in the land of Israel. And as the dew that descended, again, something came down, the dew descended on the mountains of Zion. And as we know, beautiful for situation, The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. We know, of course, that is speaking prophetically, but it was historical also. David took the stronghold of Zion, if you will. That's where he established his headquarters, and it was the heart of Jerusalem, if you will. So, now, what can we learn? Let's learn about this comparison of the anointing with the dew on Mount Hermon and the dew upon the mountains of Zion. And that's something we can all be relatively familiar with. It's a natural process that occurs all over the world, but it is enhanced or increased, if you will, in Eastern countries like Palestine, where the ground and the air in contact with it are highly heated during the daytime. You know, there's a lot of wilderness, a lot of desert in the Middle East, or even deserts naturally. There's a great disparity between the tremendous heat of the afternoon, if you will, and the coolness of the night. It can get actually quite cold. And so at night, particularly under a cloudless sky, heat is dissipated into the atmosphere and the air rapidly cools down. And then the excessive moisture in the air then falls as dew upon the tender herb, if you will, and sometimes so copiously as to sustain the life of many plants that would otherwise die during the rainless season. So, the deprivation of dew as well as rain is a terrible calamity in the East. And, you know, I noticed here as we were going through spring, the sprinklers weren't on, but the dew was such that the ground, the grass, would be really quite wet. And so as we look at, remember scripture, we recall Elijah's curse upon Ahab and his kingdom, the kingdom of Israel, in 1 Kings 17:1, he declared, "In the name of the Lord, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." That went on for 3.5 years. And also in Haggai 1:10, the Jews were unwillingness after their restoration back to Jerusalem to rebuild their temple. I mean, they'd made a start on it, and then they just got caught up, as we so frequently can do, in their own lives, building their own houses and just going on with life and not really concerned about the Lord or spiritual matters or what he was asking of them. Now that he blessed them to return in fulfillment of the prophecy that Jeremiah had given 70 years before. And the word of the Lord through the prophet Haggai said, "Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit." So, what can we say? Dew stands for life. It shows the importance of water. And water, of course, is not only compared to the word of God, the washing of the water of the word, but the blessing of the Lord. Now, let me give you some scripture references. In Job, the formation of dew is pointed to as one of the mysteries of nature insoluble by man. In Job 38:28, scripture says, Hath the rain a father, or who hath begotten the drops of dew? And in Proverbs 3:20, it's ascribed to the omniscience and power of the Lord. That scripture passage says, 3:20, "By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew." And then, if you recall, verse 3, it talked about the dew of Hermon. It is a majestic mountain towering over the other mountains of northern Israel. And it reaches heights of over 9,000 feet. A snow covers its highest peak till midsummer, actually. And it can be seen, because it's so tall, a remarkable distance away. One visitor saw the white snow cap of Mount Hermon above the Golan Heights from the western side of Jordan Valley, which was a distance of over 60 miles. Now, because of its imposing heights, its abundant water, and luxurious vegetation, it would strike awe in the hearts of all who settled in the shadow of the Hermon Range. Before the Israelites came, the Canaanites linked the region with their fertility god Baal. Mount Hermon had an exceptionally heavy dewfall, which meant greater fertility, the abundance and the ability for plants to grow, than anywhere else. And of course, this is in biblical times, before piped water and mechanical sprinklers. And so, as the snow would melt and seep through the porous rock that made up its foundation, springs of life-giving water would be birthed around the base. And the dew falls copiously in Palestine at night, especially in spring and autumn, approximately 250 days of the year, but very little in the summertime, which is May to August. It falls some weeks before and also after the rains, and so it does help shorten the dry season. So what we see here then do is a comparison, if you will, to the merciful providence of God. We see in Deuteronomy 33 and 13, Moses' blessings of Joseph, the tribe of Joseph. About Joseph, he said, "May the Lord bless his land with the precious dew from heaven above and with the deep waters that lie below." Praise God. That's the NIV version. Well, my time has flown by quickly, and we will continue this message on tomorrow's broadcast. I do hope that you'll be able to be with me, but should you not be able to catch it, or you ever want to re-listen to a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You may click on the broadcast, and they are there archived there for a number of years, so you may listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, I make an opportunity for you to write and share your prayer needs. You may have no one that you can really pray with as a partner in prayer, and this ministry has been raised up for over 50 years to do that very thing. So I do invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and if you email, I will confirm receipt. I will pray. But if you'd like a personal answer back, as I use the postal service, I invite you to share your mailing address so that I can respond personally to you. And from time to time, not that often, but I share many testimonies that come them because it was just the word they needed to hear, a word in due season. Well, I love you. Thank you for joining me. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.